You are standing now at the house built in the 17th century and named after the Kuldiga mayor, Stauffenhagen. The owner of the house, Ernst Christian Stauffenhagen, was born in 1765 in Ventspils, but he became a citizen of Kuldiga in 1794. A year later, when the Kurzeme Zemgala Duchy was incorporated in the Russian Empire, Stauffenhagen was elected as the second town mayor in the town council elections. An 18th century historian, Ernst Henning, in his book about Kuldiga, mentioned Stauffenhagen as a real patriot, a keen researcher, and collector. Unfortunately, Stauffenhagen was a mayor of Kuldiga for only a year, because after changes in the constitution introduced by the Russian Tsar, the old town council was reinstated. At the end of the 19th century, Hermann Goldberg became the owner of the house. He introduced a soapworks. Later, there was a painter's studio in this house. But in the 90s, it hosted a shop which sold household goods. Today, it is a typical dwelling house. In the corridor of the house, you may see a huge wooden chest with iron-bound corners and threaded iron handles. An ancient legend holds that this chest once belonged to the Swedish king Carl XII, who stayed there during the Northern War in 1702. The king presented the chest to a boy who played chess very well and entertained the bored king. There's another story that the king left this chest to the hospitable host. According to legend, the Swedish king used to leave similar chests also in other places where he stayed. Although there is not enough evidence that this chest belonged to the Swedish king Carl XII, the statement that this chest was the army money chest does not sound very convincing. Money chests in those days used to be smaller and made from metal.